Welcome. This is the Yeti Tepe Journal of Health Sciences, April 2025, Volume 13, Issue 1. You listen to abstract of the article name, Investigation of the Cytotoxicity of Arbutin Combined with Doxorubicin in Vitro. Objective. The aim of this study was to investigate the anticancer effects of arbutin on doxorubicin-induced cytotoxicity in the double-positive estrogen receptor plus/progesterone receptor plus/human epidermal growth factor receptor 2-negative ER plus/PR plus/HER2, breast cancer BC cell line MCF7 in vitro. Materials and methods. Viability screening was performed with colorimetric MTS3-4-IV dimethylthiazole, 2-YL-5-3 carboxymethoxynil-2-4 sulfaphenyl-2H tetrazoleum assay. Intracellular reactive oxygen species ROS accumulation was evaluated by dihydrorhodamine 123-DHR-123 staining. Apoptosis, necrosis and viability to arbutin, doxorubicin and their combination were assessed by annexin V/7 AAD7 aminoactinomycin D staining. Cell cycle phase distribution was analyzed by DNA content analysis. Results. Arbutin alone, at concentrations up to 500 m, did not reduce MCF7 cell viability over incubation periods ranging from 6 to 48 hours. Arbutin at concentrations above 20 m transiently decreased intracellular ROS levels at 6 hours but had no significant effect at 24 and 48 hours. When combined with doxorubicin, arbutin partially reversed doxorubicin-induced reductions in cell viability, decreased late apoptosis and necrosis rates, and regulated doxorubicin-induced cell cycle disruptions. Conclusions. These results suggest that while arbutin does not exhibit direct cytotoxicity in MCF7 cells, it modulates doxorubicin-induced cellular responses. Future studies with arbutin at higher concentrations investigating the molecular mechanisms underlying this effect, particularly at the gene and protein expression levels, are necessary to further elucidate the potential role of arbutin in BC therapy. Keywords: breast cancer, arbutin, doxorubicin, apoptosis, DNA content analysis. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.